brought to you by the WZIP Sports Team.
This is Sports Power Talk Overtime.
Featuring in-depth interviews.
Someone brings a video up and was like, hey, look at this. And we all kind of watch it. And to be honest with you, we all just kind of like chuckled and just thought nothing of it.
Exclusive original content.
They do need Austin.
Every brand needs Austin. That's why SmackDown won. That's why SmackDown won. Oh, is because yeah. They got Austin Theory.
And of course, the hottest takes.
Kings Celtics.
Okay.
If we see Kings Sixers, I'll sell my dog.
Man, you heard it here first. Mitch Bates is going to sell his dog.
So get ready because it's time for SPT Overtime.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to an extension of the best sports talk show this side of Lake Erie. It is Sports Power Talk Overtime, and my name is Casey Rush, and joining me today, one of the stars in the men's basketball team, a 6'5 senior out of Huntington, West Virginia, number 22, Michael Dawson. Michael, how are you doing on this fantastic Friday?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, that's not a problem. So, of course, I got plenty of questions for you, mm-hmm. of course, for an interview. And now, Michael, before I looked into you, I kind of saw you as a comeback player on this team because you were unable to play last season due to you tearing your Achilles.
Right.
But this year is sort of a comeback year for you. How did it feel just getting back onto the court and back into the game playing basketball?
It felt great being able to get back out there with my teammates and just being able to play basketball. I mean, last year was tough for me. Just sitting out, and I've never been through any type of injury like that put me out for a season. So it was kind of rough, and I did have rough days, but my teammates was always around me just boosting me up, just making sure I'm good, just helping me out. So that year, it was a big year.
Yeah, the Akron Zips definitely have a really big support system, especially with John Gross and
yes, sir.
Enrique Freeman. But what do you think has been the biggest support throughout your whole injury? Like, what has gotten through that whole season missing out?
It was actually kind of funny because I didn't like it at the time, but last year when I was sitting out, Coach Gross, he would have me like, and I was in a scooter at the time, and he would actually have me like just walk through plays. Like, he would actually put me in actions and we would be walking through plays. But I was just saying, like, that right there just, like, keeping me, like, still focused on the game even though I'm out. Like, there's still other stuff that I can help with. And it's, like, just being there and just knowing that I can help in any kind of way. So, that.
Yep. Yeah, John Gross definitely knows how to keep players busy.
Yeah, for sure.
When they're sick or well.
Mm-hmm.
But – so, yeah, as I mentioned earlier that this has been a comeback year for you, you've been seeing the floor more often. You're averaging 9.8 points per game. You've been one of the team's more reliable shooters from beyond the arc, the three-point line. And you're only picking up where you left off from the 2022 MAC championship season. Do you expect that kind of performance to continue?
I don't know if I should say I do feel like it will continue, but I also understand, like, if it doesn't, then it doesn't, because me and Coach Gross talked before, like, a couple of days ago, and he's explaining to me, it might not be your night. It could be this person's night. It could be this person's night, or it could be another guy's night. And it's like the team that we have this year is deep, so it could really be anybody's night. But I just go out there and just play to the best of my abilities and just making sure that I'm doing anything I can to help the team win.
Yep. Yep. Well said, Michael Dawson. Well said. Yeah, as you mentioned, we do have a very, very deep bench. We got a deep roster
with
Enrique Freeman and, of course, the return of Ali Ali. How did it feel getting Ali Ali back from the transfer
portal? Man, that was probably one of the best news we've heard in a while, because just that was like the third time he tried to appeal for it. And then after that, if he didn't get that, then everybody know it. Then he wouldn't have been able to play that game. But when Coach Gross came into the locker room and just announced that he was starting that night, that that's just boosted another level of excitement for everybody in the team, especially for guys like me, Enrique, and Greg Tribble, just guys that's been with him since we got here. So that was real good for us.
Yeah, you could definitely see the clip on social media. Tears of joy, man, coming out of everyone in that locker room.
Man, and I'm pretty sure that same day we heard it, that was the first time he heard it too, is what he was telling me before. So that was actually kind of crazy.
Yeah, it was definitely crazy, and we are so happy to have Ali sure. back.
Welcome back, Ali.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we did talk about John Gross leading the ship, of course, and you guys are favored to win the MAC before the season started. How prepared do you think you and your teammates are going to be as you get ready to shift into MACtion?
I feel like there's still some like things that we could work on and just things that we could definitely get better on or fix or anything. All the players on the team, we all see everything that everybody else sees, like us winning the MAC or us just everything going on about Akron basketball. We see that as well, but we're just going to focus on the game we got coming up and just move forward from there.
I like that mentality. One game at a time.
Yes, sir.
So you did mention John Gross leading the tight ship, just giving you instructions, making sure you were involved even while you were hurt. What would be the best piece of advice you've ever gotten from Coach John Gross?
Man, he says he has a lot of advice that he throws out at us.
As he should.
Yeah, for sure. But, man, I don't even know. I can't even think right now.
I think it's probably a good thing that you can't think of one off top of your head.
Nah, I feel like I should be able to think of one, though, just because I've been around him for so long, and we're always talking. But I'll say just being an Akron guy, just doing what you can when you can do it, and just control the controllables. I'll probably say that's probably the best one he gave me, is control the controllables.
Words to live by from Coach John Gross, passed on to Michael Dawson. But, yeah, I know a lot of people like to do something from – here's kind of the fun question that I have going on right here. So I know a lot of people tend to have, like, pregame rituals. You know, like, I know Eagles star center Jason Kelce, he likes to listen to Christmas music before the game, regardless of what day it is, whether it's mid-September or something. But what pregame rituals do you partake in? What's your superstition?
I'll say, like, whenever I wake up in the morning, I'll listen to some classic, like, 2000s R&B music just to start the day off.
Like, what artists are we talking
about? I'll listen to, like, Ashanti. I'll listen to some old, like, Kanye West. I'll listen to some Ja Rule. I've been listening to a lot of Biggie Smalls.
Notorious B.I.G., baby.
It was Biggie Give Me One More Chance. I've been listening to that a lot lately. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'll listen to some classic R&B music just to start the day off.
Yeah, there you go. So that's a pretty fire pregame ritual by Mike Dawson. But so I'm sure your teammates have other pregame rituals that they like to do. What do you think is your favorite out of all of them? And in another question, which one do you think is the weirdest out of all your teammates?
I don't think anybody on our team really has any weird ones. I don't think anybody has, like, a ritual or anything, or if they do, they've never told me about it, or I've never seen it. But just some of the guys will just go to the gym early, get shots up. Like, they'll come in before a shoot-around during game day, and they'll, like, work out. And then we'll have our shoot-around, and then sometimes they'll stay after the workout, after our shoot-around, and work out again. But as far as, like, just a ritual or anything, I've never seen it, or they've never told me about one if they have one.
So you've been with your teammates for 5 years, so you don't know any superstitions?
Nah, because it's crazy because I've never lived with them. Like the guys.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the guys that's still here, like Greg, Ali, Enrique. I've never lived with them, so I've never got to see if they ever did anything on a game day. Mm-hmm. Like all the guys that I've lived with, they've either just transferred or they've graduated and they're overseas somewhere. But yeah, I've never really seen a ritual, or if anybody has one, a weird one.
Yeah, I definitely know where that's coming from. Yeah. Because I know a lot of classmates, they've gone.
Have you ever seen any, like, of your classmates do, like a ritual thing or anything?
No, not really. I will admit, during, because I used to play basketball, like, in junior high, for mm-hmm. seventh grade, I was always listening to Christmas music, no matter what day it was. It could be like around March, or it could be December, but of course it was before everybody was concerned about the Mariah apocalypse and Whamageddon. I didn't know any better. I just wanted to listen to some good music, and that Christmas doesn't music
even
was right there.
Yeah, that doesn't even sound like too crazy anyway, because it's our coach have told us this before, that Kobe Bryant will listen to like Halloween music before a game.
I guess that does make sense.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant listening to Halloween
music. Yeah, and it's like I can't remember the song, but it's like a specific song that he listens to. And it's a Halloween song. But that was kind of crazy to me that he told us about that.
It's probably going to be either Thriller or Monster Mash or something. I'm not sure which one it is.
You know, I think it's Monster Mash.
You think it's Monster Mash?
It might be Monster Mash.
He did the mash. Did the Monster Mash?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to say it is, but I feel like it might be that one.
Okay. So Micah Dawson, apparently he doesn't know any of his teammates' rituals, but he's definitely learned some classic rituals, especially Kobe Bryant listening to Halloween music.
Yeah, for sure. I might have to steal that one.
All right. Well, let's see how it works out for you during these next few games.
Yeah, for sure.
You guys participated in the Cayman Islands Classic, and you guys did it for 2 years in a row. What is it like to go down in the tropics and actually play down in the Cayman Islands?
It's actually been kind of fun. I mean, last year when we went, I didn't really get to play. So, I mean, I haven't really had a lot of time to go out to the beach and, like, do whatever I kind of wanted to. But I'll say this year it was just as fun, just because I was able to play. Mm. Yeah, it was fun. I mean, we didn't like leave with the outcome that we wanted, but the experience of being able to play against other great teams,
of course,
that was definitely fun to be a part of.
Yeah, especially the game against Drake, the potential favorites for the Missouri Valley Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going to be a team to watch out for during March Madness.
Oh, yeah,
for sure.
Definitely.
So, now you have had experience playing in Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse before, of course, for the MAC tournament.
Mm-hmm.
What is it like playing in an arena four times the size of the Jar right next to Colby?
Man, that's actually a great feeling, just like getting the feel of playing on an NBA court, because me, myself, before coming to Akron, I've never played on an NBA court. I can't really say for anybody else, but just being able to play, being on the same court as other NBA players and other great NBA players, that is a great feeling. And playing against other great competition, that makes it even a lot better.
Oh, yeah, especially the home of the Cleveland Cavaliers,
man,
2016 NBA champions, touching the same floor that LeBron James touched.
Man. Can't tell me nothing. can't tell me nothing.
Well, that's the bucket list checked off. Touch the same floor LeBron James did.
For sure. Definitely off the bucket list.
So, of course, I did mention you were a part of the 2022 MAC champion Akron Zips. They made it to March Madness, where they ended up losing a close game to UCLA in the first round. What was it like to go out to Portland, Oregon, and actually play in an NCAA tournament game?
Man, that was a great experience as well. I mean, You win your conference, then you find out you're going out west to play against a great team. It's a lot of kind of like energy behind it because none of us has played on that type of stage before, and you playing against one of the best teams in college basketball. But that just being out there, that was a fun experience. It was a great experience.
Yeah, right now Akron is one of the favorites to win the MAC and go back to the NCAA tournament. If you do end up making the NCAA tournament, which team would you most likely want to face? Like, what contenders would you like to go up against? Like, what catches your eye?
Who will we want to face? Cincinnati.
Oh, Cincinnati?
Play against an old teammate. Just cause he's there.
So you want to play the Cincinnati Bearcats because
Aziz,
we have an old friend.
Yeah, he's an old friend of ours.
Mm. All right, so there you go, Michael Dawson. If the Cincinnati Bearcats make it to March Madness,
I say
look out, Michael Dawson's coming for your tail.
Everybody going to think I'm crazy just because I said Cincinnati, but oh well.
Hey, you never know with.
I say you never. Hey, I just say it's college basketball. You never know what could happen. Anything could happen in college basketball.
Oh yeah, definitely one of the craziest sports that America has to offer.
Definitely.
All right, so I know I talked about John Gross. You did mention some other. I know you mentioned some rituals, some advice that he gave you throughout your 5 years here at the University of Akron. So out of the last 5 years, what teammate has been your biggest inspiration? It could be someone who has since graduated or current. Which teammate has been the best inspiration?
I'll probably say I can't say just one because I feel like it's more than just one person, but
you could say more than one.
But my freshman year, when it was Channel Banks, Tyler Cheese, Zerius Williams, Dang React, Lauren, Christian Jackson, LaPierre Toles, I feel like just that group right there, those guys, like, they helped me a lot, like, just through basketball and stuff like that. I'll probably say just them right there.
You definitely brought back to some great memories. The 2020 regular season champions.
Man,
if it wasn't for the pandemic, I think we would have made it.
Oh man, I
deep cut in March Madness.
Man, I would have loved just seeing that.
Yeah, Tyler, you touched upon Tyler Cheese, Channel Banks, Lauren Christian Jackson, Zerius Williams.
Man,
if you were a top dog facing that squad, I would definitely be quaking.
Man, that's a real great team right there. Mm-hmm. And it sucks that they didn't get the chance to go out there and do that, but
yeah,
I'll tell you what, that would have been an amazing thing to watch.
It definitely would have. The 2020 MAC regular season champion Akron Zips, pretty great memory from Michael Dawson. So now let's talk about currently. Who's your rock? Who's the best inspiration now? Out of all your teammates,
I'll probably say Enrique. Really,
Enrique Freeman. Definitely. That's an easy choice.
Yeah, he's always the one that's like just making sure, just bigging everybody up, just making sure nobody gets down on themselves. And there's been times there's been a few games where I was just down on myself, and he was like right there. He was right there next to me. Oh, and I'll say alongside Caleb Thornton as well. He's also another teammate that I would say that's just like Enrique. But yeah, they do a good job of just like bigging everybody up and make sure nobody's down, nobody's hanging their head, and just making sure that we can move on to the next play. But yeah, Enrique Freeman and Caleb Thornton, yeah.
Enrique Freeman and Caleb Thornton. Great teammates doing what great teammates should do, pick each other up, because there's no I in team, and Enrique Freeman is the definition of it. So there you go. So that was So that was Michael Dawson, the number 22, 6'5 senior out of Huntington, West Virginia, coming on. So anything you want to say to the Zips family before we end this interview?
Go Zips.
Go Zips indeed. So that's going to do it from us here on Sports Power Talk Overtime. Be sure to listen to SPT Overtime and SPT Rewind on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts with new uploads every Monday. Be sure to tune in to Sports Power Talk on Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And be sure to follow us on X at WZIP Sports. Joining me today is
Michael Dawson.
My name is Casey Rush, and we will see you guys next time on Sports Power Talk Overtime.